Coming to you from my apartment that doubles as a podcast recording studio. This is What Should I Do With My Life with Steph Horowitz. I'm Steph Horowitz. Thanks for joining me. This podcast is about how none of us know what we're doing. None of us have it figured out. No matter if you seem like you have it all together, you really don't, so be honest. We're going to talk about real stories from real people, their experiences, how they're figuring it out. From career pivots to being in the same industry for 40 years, we're gonna hash this thing out so we can all find more meaning and passion in our work and day-to-days. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special bonus episode of What Should I Do With My Life? Of course, it's me, Steph, talking to you from my apartment, here with my dog, Oscar. Today, I want to talk to you about job crafting. What is it? Why do we do it? How do we do it? Job crafting is really the act of shaping your role so it suits your strengths and your skills. Sometimes we feel stuck. We want to grow. We feel there's more for us in the current role we're in. We're feeling stagnant. We want to level up. We know the market is not so great right now, and maybe ideally we'd be moving on to the next job in a different organization, but we can't quite do that yet financially or because of many other circumstances. So job crafting could be a really, really great tool to utilize right now in this unique time and just in general. Job crafting can help us redesign our work. It makes our work more fulfilling, more challenging, more meaningful. And I feel like for successful job crafting, there are a few things you need, okay? You need a supportive and flexible infrastructure in your place of work, coupled with self-motivation. You gotta do the inventory, the self-inventory. And to bring it all home, you need to connect the added value that will come from your job crafting directly to your organization or team goals. So let's get into job crafting, how you can actually do it in your current role and really make it happen. Make yourself have a more meaningful and fulfilling job today. So let's just set the scene a little bit. Before you just go trying to job craft in your current role, there's some things you gotta have. You gotta have established trust with your team and with your manager, and you need to have a proven track record of delivering on goals and results. They trust you. They know you're going to get the stuff done. Okay? These are really, really important things to already have, because if you're not doing a good job right now, okay, and there's tons of tasks to do that have to do with your original job and you're not getting them done, or you're slacking, or we're not meeting the goals, it's not really the best time to try and do job crafting. So you should really be excelling and doing really well at what you're doing. Your management and your team trust you. They rely on you. And of course, there should be an energy of independence and freedom in what you're doing. So where should we begin? Where does one begin when job crafting? Number one, you need to assess the current situation. So there are a bunch of questions you should be asking myself, like, what am I doing in my job now that I like and I want to do more of? Maybe I do a lot of writing in my job, but it's really specific to a certain topic or a certain industry, and I want to explore this writing. Maybe I want to get into writing thought leadership, or I want to do interviews for articles and kind of take it to the next level. Ask yourself, what don't I like? What do I want to do less of? And with that, see if it's actually possible and realistic that you do less of those things, because it might just be part of your job. You got to do it. There's nothing we can do about it. And if that's the case, how do we amp up and bring in more of what you do like so what you don't like doesn't take so much of your energy and time? While you assess the current situation, I want you to ask yourself, when do I feel good? And when do I feel energized with what I'm doing? Where do I get positive feedback? When is my team high-fiving me virtually or in person or cheering me? And then a bit more of the nitty-gritty questions. How much time do I have, okay? Do I have 5 hours a week for job crafting? Do I have 10 hours a week for job crafting? Do I have 2 hours a week to kind of add in these other elements? that would really bring me more meaning and growth in my role. So be realistic and think about how much actual time you have. I also want you to think about, where are there current holes and gaps in my organization or team's current workflow? Where can I help fill in these gaps with the skills or talents I want to hone and work on and do more of? So where can I be of use already in existing problems or issues in the org? And of course, ask yourself, is my manager supportive of the job crafting? And is the framework flexible? Now, I'm not saying you're going to your manager and being like, I'm feeling stagnant and I want to do more of stuff I like. This isn't how it works. It works more so of proving and showing what you've done successfully, and things you're interested in, where you want to grow, what other kinds of tasks and work you want to do, and then ultimately tying it into how it will help the organization or team reach their goals or KPIs. So that's the first thing you need to do. Number one, assess the current situation. Number two, okay, I want you to look to the future. Look ahead. How do you look ahead? What are you thinking about? What are you asking yourself? Where do I want to grow? What kind of experience do I want to have? I want to have management experience or leadership experience. Hey, maybe that looks like taking an intern under your wing, okay? I want to be more confident in Excel. I need that desperately, but like, oh my God, I hate Excel. But again, that's because I don't understand it and don't know the power of Excel. So I'm not trying to offend any Excel lovers with that one. Back to looking ahead to the future. What do you want to be doing in X years' time? How do you want to grow? Because part of the reason why you might be job crafting is because you feel stuck. So what more do you want to do? What do you want to have under your belt? What do you want to have written on your resume when the time comes around to apply to the next gig? And the third thing you're going to do for job crafting is to tie it all in, okay? How do you tie it all in? You need to understand your team or organizational goals and KPIs and be a matchmaker. How can you do more of what you want in the job crafting and have it directly affect the outcomes your team or organization is looking for? Here's an example. In my last role, okay, I was Global Value Creation Manager for SAPIO, which is SAP's innovation division that works with startups who want to partner with SAP and do technical integrations with SAP. A big part of my role was managing our alumni community, creating an alumni community engagement, giving the alumni what they want, resources, assets, information that will help strengthen their partnership with SAP, make them more successful, etc. And one of the things that I love doing, no surprise here, is emceeing, hosting, interviewing, having the stage time, if you will, the virtual stage time. So my colleague and I had the idea, because she knew that I wanted the microphone and I loved this stage time. Oh, well, what if we have this live touch point where the alumni startups can join and Stephanie interviews experts who will provide very valuable information to the startups? Oh, everyone wins in this situation. We're doing these live touch points for alumni engagement. We're giving them access to experts, people who they don't just get to meet with every single day, who are giving them valuable, actionable insights and information that will literally help them succeed in partnering with SAP or selling their solution through SAP. And it's also giving me the stage, letting me interview somebody, giving me that live interaction with the alumni. Mind you, I was working remote, so just being able to interact with people was something I really enjoyed. And this was literally, again, the win-win, because I could have fun and do these things I love to do. And it was also aligned with our goals in engaging our alumni community and providing them assets and resources that were helpful to them. And after every live session, we created an asset, a cheat sheet, a to-do, something snappy and helpful that the alumni could use afterward, like those who didn't join. So that's just a little example of how I use job crafting in my last role. So this again was just a little short and sweet 101 of job crafting, how we can best do it, and the results it can really bring. So I think a lot about job crafting is a mindset shift and also self-motivation. Like if you want to go do job crafting, if you want to do that, it's coming from you. You know, it's not coming from your boss. So you need to think about your current role and where these opportunities exist and where it aligns with what you want. So if you do like the writing and your team really wants better engagement with clients, well, maybe you suggest a newsletter if you don't have one. Or, you know, you interview customers and then you're sharing a customer spotlight every month on your website. There's lots of different ways you can do this. It's just a matter of taking the time to, one, assess the current situation and ask yourself the questions, look ahead to the future and really understand where you want to be. And then, of course, tying it all in and how this job crafting not only helps you, but importantly is making a positive impact on your organization and your team. So, friends, this was just a little short and sweet job crafty bonus. I hope it was helpful. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to What Should I Do With My Life, and stay tuned for more episodes. We're almost on our third anniversary. Woo, very exciting. And I'll talk to you soon.